When, my friend, was the last time that you heard a good story? A good story about the power of God to take a life and absolutely turn it around just on the authority of the Word of God. Well, I am so excited because you are about to hear from one of Precept Ministries International staff, a man who is an Olympic champion, a Taekwondo champion, but more so, a champion for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am so very excited to have a very close friend and associate, really a co-laborer in Precept Ministries International, here to share with you the practicality of the book of Philippians. This man is John, and John and his wife Svetlana serve with Precept Ministries International in Eurasia. And John and Svetlana are both from the country of Moldova, and he is a Taekwondo champion. And if you listen to the program where Vasily Filat shared his story, this is the John that he was talking about, that was his teacher, that was the master, so to speak, in Taekwondo, that taught him what he knows. We're so glad to have you with us. And you know what I would like you to do is I would like you to share your testimony so that we can get to know you and how you came to know Christ, what you were BC before Christ and what you were after, because I think that would help in them understanding your love of the book of Philippians.
I came to know Christ about 14 years ago. And before, my goal was to become a black belt. And black belt means the victory after the victory over the power of darkness.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And even though I got black belt after 9 years of training, I didn't get any power, mm-hmm. any victory. And my wife was showing me this because when I was coming home, I was like a teacher. Mm-hmm. I had many students. But it was enough to say some words. And I immediately was forgetting about my philosophies, about the religion. And we have in one flat world European championships together.
So, in other words, you really had some knockdown, drag-out quarrels with your wife. And that's the same wife you're married to now.
Yes, and I understood that we need some changes. And that's why we invited a priest, a Greek Orthodox priest, to sanctify our house.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know at that time that my heart must be sanctified. Uh-huh. So when I received an invitation to go to the some seminars in Moscow, 1 year seminar, I left my family. And even though my wife was begging me not to leave her of my child without any support, I said that for me, sport is more important than everything. That's why I left her. And I went to
Moscow. You left her without money?
Yes, without everything, yes.
Yes, awful.
So, and I went there, and month after month, I was training hard, but in the same time, I was living an immoral life without my wife close. Mm-hmm. I let myself to do everything. But in that time, I started to read the Bible. My goal was to find about the psychology of Jesus, I was calling.
Oh, the psychology of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, because I had a team which I was training to be obedient to me fully. Uh-huh. And there was a gangster, a mafia team.
There was a what?
mafia team.
A mafia team?
Yes, but I was calling a special team. So, uh-huh. And I was very interested to know how to have a full influence over them.
Uh-huh. And that's have why, them under your thumb. Have them under your power.
Yes, and yeah. That's why I started to read the Bible to find out how Jesus had such great influence over so many disciples.
Uh-huh. Now, let me just stop and ask, where did you find a Bible? You're in Moscow. You're in a communist country.
Yes.
How did you find a Bible?
Just before I went to Moscow, one pastor met me and gave me a Bible.
Huh.
And they said, but tell me about the Taoism, about Buddhism, because I was teaching these Oriental philosophies.
Taoism?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him, do you think they are wrong? Why you are telling me about the Christianity? But I said, okay, I will read because it's useful to know about the Christianity too, because I was gathering all the information about spiritual things.
Uh-huh.
Because according the Oriental philosophies, mm-hmm. according the our philosophy in Taekwondo, in order to become a really master, you have to get a spiritual basement, a spiritual
foundation.
Uh-huh. And that's why I was looking for any spiritual.
Power you could find?
Yes.
Yeah.
And in Moscow, reading the Bible, I began to realize that there is a power, and God was showing me in different circumstances that there is a God. But I didn't want to recognize God because I lived with a lot of women, mm-hmm. a woman, and I thought that I don't need a God who will not allow me to do everything that I want to do. Uh-huh. So reading the Bible, I started even to pray. And I said, God, if you really exist, show me something. I can't believe in a, just in a such way. I need a proof.
Uh-huh.
And I was expecting to see a miracle on the sky, but miracle happens not on the sky, but directly in my heart. In 1991, God just came in my heart when that night in the hotel in Moscow, I was praying uh-huh. the same prayer. God, if you really exist, show me something.
Uh-huh.
And one of the verse from the Bible just opened the meaning of the whole book.
Uh-huh.
I was reading Sermon of
Sermon on the Mount.
Sermon uh-huh. on the Mountain.
Uh-huh.
So, and in that time, I started to realize that I am really a sinner and I need to be changed.
Uh-huh.
In that night, I see such a freedom. And on the next day, I started to tell anybody that God really does exist, and He is so near to us, and we have just to ask Him to come in our hearts. And even though I didn't know in that time English, I just knew five words. I just changing the order of those words.
Uh-huh.
I tried to using five words to tell anybody about God's love.
Oh, in so, just five words.
Yeah, because there we had sportsmen from all around the world because it was an international seminar.
I see.
And they understood that something happened to me.
Uh-huh.
My close friends, they tried to tell me that something wrong happened to me because they saw me with a woman before.
Uh-huh.
And now I was speaking about God.
Uh-huh.
And after 3 days, I started to doubt. And I thought, why if God doesn't exist?
You started to doubt?
To doubt.
Okay. Yeah. You started to doubt after 3 days.
Yeah, because yeah. I thought, why if all the feelings which I had are not more than self-suggestion or hypnosis?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought a long time about God, and maybe I gave birth to this feeling in my heart. And what I gonna do if somebody will try to kill me?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why this thought came to my mind.
Uh-huh.
But in that very day, on the third day after I came to know Christ, when I lost my joy, God shown me His mercy and His glory, uh-huh. and allowed a guy to put me a knife on my neck, and that guy, in anger, started to push that
push the knife into you.
Yeah, and I started to bleeding.
To bleed.
To bleed, mm-hmm. and I didn't know much. Many verses from the Bible, but why one I heard from a TV, and it said that verse, don't be afraid of the one who can kill the body but can't kill the soul.
Oh, how neat.
I said in a loud voice, and that that
you said
man,
that out loud, that
yes,
verse?
Yes, yes, and that man just went away. And later I found out that all the verses from the Bible, if you say the faith,
yeah.
they have a power.
Yes.
So, but in that moment, I had a love even to my enemy. I was ready to hug him. And that was the biggest miracle for me and the proof, because I knew that I didn't have any love to anybody, even to my wife.
Yes.
And I called my wife. I said, you know, I'm a new person. Now I am really a new person. And I went to Moldova from Moscow, a long way, about 2,000 miles.
Uh-huh.
And when I came home, I said, you know, God changed my heart. Jesus entered my heart. But she understood that I used to be with the Oriental philosophies. Now I got crazy on Christianity. But she knew for sure that we didn't allow to keep peace in our house longer than 3 days. And that's why on the third day, she was waiting.
Uh-huh.
On the third day, she got amazed.
Uh-huh.
After 1 week, she was so amazed that, that God
because
really
there
changed
was
me.
Total peace.
Yes.
And it wasn't because a priest sanctified the house, but because God sanctified your heart.
My heart.
Because He took away that heart of stone and gave you a heart of flesh. Isn't that exciting? Oh, beloved, just know this. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. If you will cry out to God, doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, if you will cry out to God, He will hear. He says, if you seek for me with all your heart, I will be found. Well, we'll continue this right after this break.
I'm Kay Arthur with Precept Ministries International, and it's wonderful to have you here in our home. I wish you could be here physically, but I've got another suggestion. Why don't you go to Israel with us? Israel is my favorite thing to do. I feel like it's not a vacation, it's not a luxury, it's an investment that will absolutely change your life. And you know what? It is a blast. People say, this trip is so much fun. I learn so much, but I laugh and I share and we have time together. So many memories and such sweet fellowship. Laughter, fun, prayers, tears, sharing. It's wonderful. But the best thing is studying His Word where it happened.
Welcome back, beloved. Isn't this exciting? To see again, to hear afresh the power of the Word of God. These are precepts of life. Jesus said that the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And His Word does not return unto Him void. So a skeptic can open up the Word of God. They can begin to read for the wrong purpose, the wrong motive, in order to have spiritual power, but not obey God. And yet God can work when we cry to Him, when we can say to him, God, show me if you are really God. Well, now I want to continue, John, with your story of how God just absolutely changed you. You know, I have traveled with you because you're staff, and we work together. And I have traveled with you in Moscow and St. Petersburg, Budapest. Well, and as a matter of fact, anytime I travel with me and Castell, I travel with you because you are their right-hand man, you and Vasily. And I have watched you with Svetlana. I have watched you with your wife. I've watched you play with her, do taekwondo, chase each other. I've watched you hug her, kiss her, hold her hand. I've watched you. And your marriage is something that another woman or man could look at, and it would be an example. What a change. So you 3 days had passed, and there was no war. A week had passed, and there was still peace. So what happened to Svetlana? What did she want to know?
Svetlana got confidence that if somebody changed me, it could be only God.
Uh-huh.
And that's why when we used to have any problems, she was asking me, let's go to pray, because she saw how God answered to the prayers.
Uh-huh.
And after I came to know Christ, I fell in love with my Svetlana like a teenager. And it was so good to see how God established like a new family.
Uh-huh.
And
how many children did you have then?
I had in that time only one.
Uh-huh.
Now, praise the Lord, we have three.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I went to Moscow again. But one time in the hotel, I came to one person. My spirit moved me,
uh-huh,
and asked him, are you a Christian? And he said, yes, I am. And uh-huh, we started to speak about Christianity, and I found out that he is from Moldova.
Oh.
And he gave me the address where is the church, because at that time I found only the church in Moscow. I called the information, and that time was just after the perestroika in Moscow.
Yeah.
And asked them, I would like to have a church. And they gave me a different Orthodox church, the addresses of different churches. But I, uh-huh, said, no, I want to go to the church, to the scripture church.
A church where,
yeah,
they're going to teach the scriptures.
And they said, you know, we don't have any information. But I,
uh-huh,
said, maybe you have.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me the address of one Baptist church.
Uh-huh.
And after 3 years, I went again to Moscow, and I tried to find out the address because I forgot it through the information. And they said, you know, we don't have this kind of information. But I said, you gave me 3 years ago. They said, no, it's impossible because we will have in the future, but not now.
Uh-huh.
And continue our story. I found from that man where is the church in Moldova. And when I came to the church in Moldova, I didn't know why the people are gathering in the church. But,
uh-huh,
I understood that maybe they are working hard during one week together, their neighbors, their friends, and to bring them to the church to hear the gospel.
Uh-huh.
And that's why next time I came to the church of 25 people.
Oh! And you just rounded up 25 friends,
yes,
and brought them to church.
During the week.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you did that? I mean, when, my friend, was the last time that you were so excited about Jesus Christ that you rounded up your friends and said, come on, or you sat down and opened the Word of God to them or said, hey, here's a 40-minute Bible study. We have 40-minute Bible studies. Let's go through it and let's find out how to have a real relationship with God. When was the last time? Be convicted. I'll be convicted with you. Go ahead.
So in the communist country,
uh-huh,
when I came with so many people and I started to bring my sport team,
uh-huh,
the pastors, they were confused because they were a little bit afraid of the this
Taekwondo
kind of
people.
And mafia people.
Yes,
people
and mafia. Too. Oh, you're bringing the mafia in.
But step by step, God worked their hearts. And even though I tried to tell them about Jesus, they got confused because they were expecting me very deep, complicated philosophies.
Uh-huh.
But now the subject was so simple that there is a way to God, and this way is Jesus. And I said to all of them that we were looking for God, but we found the way.
Uh-huh.
And I had a lot of questions because I read the Bible maybe in 2-3 weeks.
Uh-huh. The whole Bible.
The whole Bible.
When was the last time you read the Bible? When was the last time you read the whole Bible? When was the last time when you were so hungry to hear the very words of God that you turned off the TV to read the Bible? Okay, go ahead.
And
just a little conviction in here.
And I wrote down a lot of questions, which I got.
Uh-huh.
And I had like a second Bible, my notebook with many questions.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking, going from one brother to another, asking questions. And I got so many answers. And I asked God, God, Lord, why, if you are one,
uh-huh,
if you have only one spirit,
yeah,
why you have so many interpretations? And I just figured out that should be a order, because God, our God, is God of order.
Order, uh-huh.
And he has a word in everything. And he has to have a word in studying the Bible.
Uh-huh.
That's why when I... when I got the first book, one of the brother from our church gave me, Lord, I want to know you. Very first
my
book.
My study, the book I wrote on the names,
yes,
of God.
I
and that
got,
was the first book you got?
Yes, I got so excited because I saw a simple way to study the Bible and to teach others.
Uh-huh.
And I opened one group. And after leading that Bible study, I said, no, you have to pass at least 3 months through,
uh-huh,
this book to understand real meaning of God's character. But
uh-huh,
after I passed this, I led the second group. I said, no. You have to teach twice this. And after that, I realized 3 times that you need to understand. But that was the blessing for us.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me how you met me and Castell. Can you do that in 1 minute?
Yes.
Okay.
Just in the beginning, after I came to know Jesus, I was invited to Romania.
Uh-huh.
And there I met me and Costel. And Costel came to me and he hugged me, but nobody hugged me before. And I was so amazed that this man, he doesn't know me, but was so friendly.
Yes.
And they invited me and Vasily to follow them to all the conferences, and from that time, we never stopped.
Never stopped, and you have been teaching people all over Eurasia. You know, you said that Philippians was your favorite book, or one of your favorite books, and I want you to know, beloved, that we are sitting here not only with a Taekwondo master or teacher, but also an Olympic champion. And this is a man that has taken Taekwondo and has used it in order to bring the gospel to many people. As a matter of fact, they have to do 9 precept courses, or 9 or 12?
11
precept courses in order to get their black belt, in order to have that power over darkness. And that power over darkness comes, beloved, from knowing the Word of God. Remember, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, the one and only offensive weapon you need to be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. 9/11. I want you to know that it is a divine appointment that you are listening to John's story. Because what God wants to do is God wants to speak to your heart. And God wants you to know it doesn't matter how bad you have been. God is there. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is compassionate. And he does not hold your sins against you because he put your sins, all your sins, on Jesus Christ. And Jesus, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for you. And all you have to do is believe on him. And when you really believe, and this is what John did, when you really believe, then, precious one, then he gives you the gift of eternal life. John, obviously, you have seen many people come to know Christ. And I think about all those that you have brought to church to hear the gospel. Tell me one quick story of someone that came to know Christ.
After I came to know Christ, God gave us a lot of victories on the world championships because of that we became very well known in the country.
The Taekwondo world champion.
We've been many times on the TV, and many people from mafia group started to come to our training because they wanted to be trained by the best masters. And because they had to pass through a precept Bible study, for them was hard because they were interested only in Taekwondo, but no way to practice Taekwondo without Bible study in our federation. And that's why one of them was like a car thief.
A car thief.
Yeah, he was stolen in one day more than 25 or 26 cars. He was coming and he tried to beat me after to boast to all the people they beaten me. But I knew that and I had to put him in his place. And but after that, through the Bible study, he came to know Jesus, and he's a very active member of our church.
Isn't that awesome? Beloved, you too can come to know Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is understand that Jesus is God, that he is the Son of God, and that he has a right to rule your life. And you just come back under his submission and say, you are God, and I am man, and I receive you as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. And when you do that, he will do his work, and that work is he will save you.
Thank you for watching today's program. To study along with us, download your free copy of the Philippians Study Guide by logging on to our website at preceptsforlife.com. And to find out more about Precept Ministries International, or if you're looking for a Precept Bible study class in your area, click onto our website or call us today, 1-800-763-1990.